I guess my idea is, when my idea is, because if you say you want to use it as a deadline, but you know, if I can have
Hello, this is Vaughn.
Hi, Vaughn. It's Nick at the Bank of Cardiff. How you doing today?
Good, good.
Good. I know you're busy. I won't keep you. I just wanted to give you a call and reach out. It looks like we were working on some approvals back in the fourth quarter of last year, but we couldn't get quite what you were looking for. Some time has passed by, so I wanted to check back in and see if you were, you know, looking to bring on some additional capital or equipment for the business.
Nick, I am at a point where I have done two different companies for merchant cash advances. Currently, I have a balance of about $50K, and the daily ACH and my business model are just not compatible. We're paying $207 a day, and my clientele is mostly corporate accounts, so we're talking right. About, you know, they order with a PO, and then 30 days later, well, in the meantime, I'm prepaying for the inventory, so it's a 45 to 60 day window from the time you order till you get something, you know, back in the mail from the corporate account. So even though, you know, when you look at the books and it kind of all works out, it's always kind of a timing issue. So
yeah.
My big deal right now is that I want to find some kind of term loan to deal with this advance, and then a line of credit or something, either now or in the future. But I just got to get rid of this merchant's advance. It's just tearing me up. So that's what I'm looking at. I'm looking to get into one of the 2 to 3 year loans, recognizing that, you know, I'm going to pay a higher interest rate than a bank rate, and that's certainly not a problem at this point. I just got to get away from these dailies.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you know, we like to offer that to you. I'm not going to waste your time and tell you we can do it for you. We have weekly and monthly, but the problem is, you know, just to give you the straight truth is, back in the fourth quarter last year, your credit score was a 657, and I know there's some history there that, you know, from the judgment and everything, and that's the issue. That's why I don't think you're getting away from them, you know? So it's always in the business and, you know, in the cards for down the road, get a little time passed and get the credit score up above 700 or so.
Well, according to that's where I am. Because I did the Credit Karma thing and we're at 720 today. So we're making the best progress. And I don't understand it. I'm not going to waste your time either, but the merchant's advances are way more predatorial and way more, you know, hard on a business than just a normal loan. Mm-hmm. But I don't get it why that's the focus, is that, hey, we want to hook you up with a 1.6 or, a, you know, whatever. It's only going to cost you $250 a day. Meanwhile, a regular loan, you know, you're making good money off of it. That it's pretty solid. It's pretty safe. So I don't get it. And I'll wait it out till I get what I want.
No, of course. And just to give you a brief kind of explanation, I guess, is the difference is with the bank loans, they're using your money, the other deposit holder's money, right? And they don't pay them back any interest. Just like your accounts, you're not getting any interest, right? So they're not having to pay their so-called investors anything back, right? So they can lend the money out real cheap, whereas our investors, they want money, right? They want a return on their money, and that's why it's not cheap, so to speak, and that's really the heart of it. And there's nothing really more complex than that. Is that there's, you know, high risk with businesses under $10 million a year, and because of that risk, you've been in business solid amount of time, but you know, businesses under 10 years and under 10 million in revenues are just high risk. And, you know, the industry wide is about 15% defaults on the loans. And that's why the cost is there. But just to give you a heads up of what's coming down the pike, and as your credit's getting better, as you say, you know, in August, we've only been doing it a couple times because it's actually really rare. In August, we did introduce a 3-year loan with, because of the weekly payments, but with a much lower interest, and none of the, I don't know, with your current ones, if you pay them off early, maybe you get a small discount, maybe you don't, but what we're doing now is 100%. So let's say you had the rate factor of a 1.3 or 1.27 over 3 years, you're actually paying 9 cents on the dollar per year. And if you paid off early, you're not on the hook for any future interest. So keep building the credit up and get it up there. And, you know, maybe next year that's something in the cards we can work on together and get you exactly what you want. Because I've been doing a couple of those loans lately. And, I mean, it's the greatest thing since sliced bread, you know.
And, see, that's the part that doesn't make any sense to me, because any way you look at it, I'm paying $4,500 a month. You know, I'm paying it a day at a time. But that's the grand total. So any kind of 2-3 year loan or more, I'm still going to be paying a pretty good clip, but it actually makes more sense in my world, even if I pay it weekly, then everybody's still getting. And the other side of it is, I can prepay a month at a time, and it all makes no sense to me, because there's so many solutions if somebody wants to do it, and they're not at any more risk than they are on the dailies. But they just—it's a kind of I don't have to, because there's enough desperate people. Well, I'm not desperate for cash. I'm just desperate to get something where I've got this handled, and then I have some kind of future relationship that if I want to do something, you know, we can do something. But I'm just not going to, you know, I keep people call up and say, well, you know, I can do $25,000, we can be in a second position. And I say, no, I'm not interested in that. And then they'll call up and say, well, how about we make it 40? They're just completely, you know, backwards from what I need. I don't need more daily pressure. I need a solution to where I'm at, so.
I hear
all the stories everybody says, and yet when I keep saying no, the amount of money just keeps going up, and I'm going, what part of this makes any sense?
I got you. It's crazy.
I will solve it, and when I do solve it, you know, that's the guy that I will ride horses with from here on out, but. I don't need any more daily aggravation, I guess is what I'm saying.
Yeah, I gotcha. Yeah, I think it'll be but check out those down there, maybe the end of next year or something, when everything gets a little bit, you know, better. I mean, because even the local banks and the national banks, I don't know if you saw the first page of the front page of the Wall Street Journal last week, corporate loan defaults are at the highest level since the financial crisis in 2009, and same numbers. So they're getting where, you know, more of a credit freeze is happening with them. And it's just, I don't know what the, you know, future is going to hold. But, you know, like I said, you know, our loans are evolving and you know, getting better all the time. And, maybe a little bit more expensive than you want to pay. But let's say if you could take a 1.27 over 3 years to get the lower payment and pay it off after a year, then you're only paying 9 cents on the dollar. You know, they're paying 9%, and that's like stealing money these days. So that's something to keep in mind.
Plan, I think if they started offering that instead of this other predatory thing, I think they'd have more business than they could stand.
No, we've offered it. I sent out 2 of those loans this week, is what I'm saying. But this is the situation. These borrowers had, you know, a higher credit score than you have on file with us. And I know you said you're at 720 with your Credit Karma. I'm not sure if that's the Experian or if that is TransUnion.
It's all of them together.
Okay, well, there's 3 individual scores. And so if they're averaging that, you know, I'd be interested in seeing that. And, you know, so... you know, like I said, I'd definitely be interested in seeing it. With the government, the judgment that you had, how long ago was that?
We filed in 2012, and it was discharged in 2013.
Oh, okay. And then, all right, and I know you had some BKs in the past, right? So I'm not here to beat you up. I'm just saying we just got to get a little bit more time for that program. But it's out there for you. So that's the good news is I know you got to put up with these daily payments right now with the high costs, and there's not really any break for paying off early or anything like that. But, it's in the cards for you, and things will keep changing and getting better. You know, and so I think it's something we can offer to you down the road, and I'll check back maybe the end of the fourth quarter, see if we can get that for you then, or maybe we'd wait till January, I don't know, but maybe we'll stay in touch and just see, you know, when the right time is to explore that option.
All right, thanks, Dick.
All right, Vaughn, have a good one.